In the news today, Israel and Hamas each accuse the other of breaking a 7-hour-long ceasefire early Monday. The truce was designed to give Palestinian refugees a chance to go home or buy supplies. Palestinians said Israel had bombed a refugee camp in Gaza City. An 8-year-old girl was reported killed, and more than 20 other people wounded. Israel said at least 4 rockets had been fired at its territory from Gaza. Separately, Palestinian representatives held their first official meeting in Cairo with Egyptian mediators. Egypt has urged Israel and Palestinian factions to begin a 72-hour ceasefire starting at 5 hours Universal Time. The death toll from the Ebola outbreak has reached nearly 900, with over 1,600 cases confirmed in West Africa. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control said that Kent Brantley seems to be improving. He is the American doctor who became infected with the Ebola virus in Liberia. Dr. Brantley received a dose of experimental medicine before leaving Liberia. He also received blood from a 14-year-old boy who had survived Ebola under his care. Rescue crews in southern China are battling heavy rain as they work to reach survivors from the earthquake on Sunday. The earthquake killed at least 398 people and injured 1,800 others in Yunnan province. James Brady, the White House press secretary who was shot in the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan, has died at age 73. Mr. Brady suffered a head wound and was paralyzed from the shooting. Now, for words in the news. Accuse. Verb. To say a person is responsible for an act or crime. To make a statement against someone. Refugee. Noun. A person who has been forced to flee because of unjust treatment, danger, or war. Identify. Verb. To recognize someone or something and to say who or what they are. Virus. Noun. A kind of organism that causes disease. Survive. Verb. To remain alive during or after a dangerous situation. Now, it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.